This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You hear about plenty of tech CEOs who got their start in their college dorm rooms, less so for music industry bigwigs, but that's exactly what John Janik did. He started a label called Fueled by Ramen as an undergrad at the University of Florida. Now he's the CEO of Interscope Geffen A&M Records, the company founded by and until the last couple of years run by Jimmy Iovine, if you know that name. John, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
How'd you get the gig at Interscope a couple of years? What is it? 4 years ago now, right?
Yeah, yeah. I had met Jimmy Iovine, who started Interscope. I was coming in to meet him just to talk about music, and he'd show me the Beats headphones.
Yeah,
and I didn't understand what he was doing. I was like,
a lot of people had the same outlook, man. They're like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, so I just kept in touch with him a little bit. Then one day, Jimmy called me up. The first thing Jimmy said to me was, "You know, I need somebody to run the company. You know, you're gonna have the keys to the car. It's gonna be your company. I'm gonna be here, and I'll help you through everything." Yeah, and I was taken aback. I said, "With all due respect, you know, people say things like that all the time." You know, but then I spent the next 9 months with him, and you know, not many people knew about this that he wanted to launch a streaming company at the time, and I thought it was brilliant.
What do you make of where music is today? With trying to figure out the streaming thing, artists who, you know, Chance the Rapper, right, wins a Grammy the other day without ever selling a physical record or signing or anything.
Right, right.
It's a tricky spot for you, I
know. You know, when I started my label, Fueled by Ramen, you know, it was at a time where the barriers of entry were coming down. You know, you didn't need to have to put, you know, CDs in stores. You didn't have to get on MTV, which was important at the time. But we were able to take advantage of what was happening early on, MP3.com, and then into, you know, Friendster and MySpace, and then into YouTube. So
it's funny because you're not that old, but
Yeah, I mean, I've been doing, you know, like I said, I started in 96.
What's the nut you have to crack now?
I think the world on the music side is changing every day. Obviously, streaming's taking hold. You know, but it's still in its infancy stages. I think, you know,
really, it's been around for such a long time.
Yeah, I mean, us living in LA and probably in other major cities. You know, I mean, I've been with my wife since I was 20 years old. I've tried to explain streaming to her, and you know, probably just a year ago, you know, we're sitting in a car. My, you know, he's four at the time. Says, you know, "Daddy, I want to hear this song," and you know, I just pull it up and play it. My wife is sitting in the car and says, "Oh, you can just do that? You just open something, you click a button, and you can do that?" And I was like, "Yeah, I've been telling you this for 3 years, you know." So I think that's really the world.
And she's married to the
guy.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Talk to me for a second about the decision to release the La La Land soundtrack and how you came to that.
It's an interesting story. I signed Selena Gomez, I guess a couple years ago, and I met through her music agent, her acting agent. And she was telling me about this director she was working with, Damien, and Whiplash, I think it just been put out in the U.S.
His prior film.
Yeah, so she told me about it, and I went and I watched the film at home, and it was one of those movies that just made you think for days after watching it. And I was like, I got to meet this guy. So she fortunately hooked it up, and you know, I was just like, I told him how much I loved the film and asked him what he was doing next, and he said he was doing this musical, and you know, we just were like, we got to do it. You know, we put our whole team on it, talking about marketing, you know, what we can help on the music side. You know, he's one of those guys that, you know, he has such a vision. And, you know, it's for us. It's just, okay, how do we just work with him?
It stands to reason, because this is true in all enterprises. But hearing you tell me that story makes it even more clear that, especially in this business, it's who you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. You know, you bump into things, which again is interesting, because when I was a guy in Florida, you know, starting a record label, I knew nobody. I had no mentors, no nothing, and it was just me kind of just trying to, you know, figure it out. Now, you know, you have this access, and I didn't believe in luck before. You know, now I know it's a lot of hard work, and then there's also positioning yourself.
But the other thing is, you are one of the people now who people want to bump into.
Right.
If that makes it real, oh, come on, man.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's
you're rolling your eyes. But, I mean, do you ever look around and go, "Huh, here I am"?
Yeah. Totally. You know, I don't. I never really look at it that way. But I'm always like, whenever I'm walking into an event, be like, "Okay, well, am I going to know somebody?" And then, fortunately, there's a lot of people there that we work with every day.
In 5 years, what is Interscope, given the pace of change in music and audio?
I think really the sky's the limit. I mean, you think about it. The way that streaming's taking over, there's going to be so many more opportunities to people just to discover new acts. So I think that's exciting. But also I think, you know, what we can just do in entertainment now. I mean, I think that between visual content and, you know, especially when we're working with artists like a Selena or a Lady Gaga, who, you know, was in American Horror Story and she's going to go do A Star Is Born, like finding new ways to connect with audiences, I think is going to be really interesting.
John, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
That was John Janik. He is the CEO of Interscope, Geffen, A&M Records. There is more of our chat on our Corner Office podcast, which is available, of course, wherever you get your podcasts.